The topic is awareness of self and divine through meditation. We'll do a brief introduction, talking a little bit about meditation and the verses. And then most of the time we'll be doing the activity, where first we'll be focusing on awareness of ourselves, body, emotions, mind, and then awareness and connection to our Creator. In this meditation, I'll be drawing on what I've learned from Thomas Hugel and others, just to give credit where it's due. And just a quick review that meditation, one definition is focusing on one thing, for example, body, breath, or sounds. And that can also be mantra, like meditating on God and His names. And this is in order to enhance our awareness of the present moment, reduce stress, promote relaxation, and enhance personal and spiritual growth. It can be used for all of these things. So it's really an awesome tool. And once I learned how to do it, I was excited to share it with my family, both my blood family as well as spiritual family. In meditation, we're not trying to stop the mind or make it go blank, which is different from what a lot of people think. We're just focusing our mind and training it to be present and aware. More and more research is emerging showing the benefits of meditation. And as you may know, there are different ways to meditate, and we will explore some ways today. In the Quran, God encourages awareness. That includes being aware of Him and the hereafter, as we see in verses of the Quran, including meditating on God and on His name, as well as hereafter, being aware of the hereafter. The practices actually require awareness. And awareness helps us to perform our rites and practices effectively and connect to our Creator effectively. Some examples are the ablution, making sure that we're doing all the steps. Salat, including knowing what we're actually saying and actually remembering God. Fasting, remembering to not drink or eat from dawn to sunset. And Hajj, doing all the steps correctly. In preparing for this activity, I'd like to remind that if the mind wanders, just noting that, and that itself is a moment of awareness, that, aha, my mind has wandered. So celebrating that and gently and kindly bringing our mind back to our focus, whatever it is that we're focusing on. And noticing, so in this part in preparing, noticing your posture right now, particularly position of your neck, back, and other joints. A lot of dis-ease can result from improper posture. So this is an opportunity right now to catch ourselves and say, okay, what is my posture right now? Because chances are you may be falling into this kind of posture frequently. And finding a posture in which we are comfortable and yet alert for this activity, if possible with the back straight, body and joints aligned, especially the head, neck, shoulders, back, and hips. And if you're comfortable with it, closing your eyes. Before we begin, noticing how you feel right now, checking the body, heart, and mind. We'll do a before and after comparison. Let's take 3 slow, deep breaths to transition to this activity. See if we can let go of whatever happened before this moment. Our actions, speech, and thoughts, as well as others, what others have done and said to us in the past. And that will allow us to arrive in this moment. In the here and now. As we sit here, bringing our attention to our body, noticing the parts of our body that feel good. Even if it's just one part or a few parts, just noticing what areas feel good, alive, energized. And appreciating that. Now noticing if there are prominent sensations anywhere in the body. There may be tension, tightness, soreness, or other types of discomfort. See if we can allow these sensations to be here, not resisting or pushing it away. It all begins with acceptance. And surrender. Now bringing your attention to the emotional realm. Noticing if we feel any emotions at this time. We may feel gratitude, joy, including in God's blessings. Love for our Creator, ourselves, and others. There may be other emotions. There may be fear, worry, anxiety, anger, resentment, sadness.
guilt, shame, or other emotions. So allowing whatever is here to be here. This too is a part of our journey. Now bringing our attention to the mental realm, noticing what's happening in the mind. Are there a lot of thoughts, preoccupations, or is the mind quiet and relaxed? Or somewhere in between. Opening to what is here at this moment. Just becoming aware of it. Observing it. Now let's take a slow, deep breath to transition to the next part. Bringing our attention and connecting to God. Khuda. Allah. Dios. The one who created the heavens and the earth and put so much at our service so we can have another chance, this life. The one who has supported us so beautifully in this life, providing for our souls and bodies, including providing us with family and community. God, our provider, the best provider, our supporter. The best supporter. Let's take a moment to thank our Creator for this amazing earth and all the provisions and all the support for our souls and bodies. God. Possessor of all sovereignty. God is the possessor of all sovereignty, and yet the most gracious. Yet the most gracious. Possessor of infinite grace. Possessor of infinite grace. Possessor of all power. God is possessor of all power. Yet the most merciful. Yet the most merciful. Of all the merciful ones, God is the most merciful. The King, the only true King, yet forgiver, our Lord is forgiving. The Most High. God is the Most High. Yet the Most Kind. God is most kind towards the believers. Compassionate. God is compassionate towards the people. The most exalted. God is most exalted, Lord of the universe. Yet, clement. God is clement. The one who is our creator. The one who is our creator and also the redeemer. God is the the Redeemer. The one who is most praiseworthy, glorious. The one who is most praiseworthy, glorious. Praise and glory be to God. Praise and glory be to God, Lord of the heavens, Lord of the earth, Lord of the universe. When you're ready, transitioning to normal activity. Noticing how you feel now and if there's been a change. Thank you all for participating. May God bless you all.